Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie and find out more.
Ireland's favourite sandwiches are explored by Marie Claire Digby in today's Irish Times. And whether the last one you had was filled with peanut butter or ham or cheese or chocolate spread or tomato or tuna, or maybe all of them together, sandwiches do remain one of the most popular foods in Ireland. And here to discuss the enduring appeal of the most portable of snacks is Holly Dalton, chef and director of Conbini Condiments. Holly, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you so much for having me on.
What's your favourite, straight into it, what's your favourite Sambo, Holly?
My favourite, at the moment and kind of for the last, I'm in a real like chicken Caesar sandwich kind of phase. So you have like, you know, your shredded lettuce, roast chicken, Caesar dressing, Parmesan shavings. Like I'm really into that at the moment.
Wow.
Also a huge fan of the Philly cheesesteak. That's been like a big one for me recently as well.
Well, do you know what? We are fans of sandwiches based on the text line here to 51551 in the programme. What makes a good sandwich great in your opinion?
I mean, I think you have to start with the bread. I mean, maybe that's like an obvious answer, but like the bread has to be perfect. And sometimes like what's trendy necessarily isn't, you know, isn't the best. Like we've had a kind of a bit of a sourdough revolution in Ireland in the last few years. In my opinion, sourdough is not the best for sandwiches because of this like slow fermentation. It's full of holes. Yeah. It can be a little bit hard.
Chewy.
You know, yeah, a little bit chewy. I think like if you look at kind of the traditional Irish batch bread, that's, you know, that's, it's kind of hard to go wrong with that. And then a very kind of slight elevation slash evolution of that for me would be the Japanese milk bread, the shokupan, which is kind of popping up a little bit more nowadays.
Right.
That is like the perfect, like that's the perfect sandwich bread. I like a nice crust, nothing too hard, but like the bread should be fluffy and soft. For me, that's what I like.
My goodness, that is, what about a little bit crispy? I like crispy bread. Sarah, are you a crispy or a soft bread person?
Well, actually, I have a confession to make. I don't like sandwiches.
Ah, for God's sake.
Come in with this item at all.
I want your resignation immediately.
I don't like sandwiches. No, I actually really just don't like. Now, I will take a toasted sandwich, but I don't regard those as sandwiches.
Oh my God, she's right. Lost those, Holly.
Do you know what I mean, though? Like a toasted sandwich is not a real sandwich, is it?
I think by the very description, it is. Very much is a sandwich.
Okay, well then,
it's not a toasted blank space. You know?
That's true. You see, there's a toasty, isn't there? Yeah, but anyway, let's not get into semantics. Would you take toasted or fresh out of interest?
Okay, I'm going to be like, best of both worlds for me is if it's like fresh sandwich, but the filling is hot. So the bread is untoasted. Say it's like a soft roll, but maybe like the filling is like a braised beef, something like that. That's perfect world scenario. I do love toasties, but I think like they're very, you know, they're kind of ubiquitous in Irish culture. You know, in the pub, toasties are massive, obviously cafes as well. And sometimes I think they can be like a little bit overrated. Like, you know what I mean? Like people can kind of go on about them a bit much. And I'm just like, yeah, okay, this is just kind of grand. You know, it's cheese and ham. I get it. It's good. It's nice. But they can be a little bit overrated, a little bit overrated.
Yeah, I wonder, have we changed, though, in terms of our expectations when it comes to toasties? Like, as you say, it used to be the ham and cheese, which I love, actually, or cheese and tomato, actually, is my favourite. That's basically the only sandwich that I really like. But we had a text earlier, I think we read it out, from Dick Max and Dingle. This is from Breffney in Cork, talking about Dick Max and Dingle. And Breffney was saying they do amazing chorizo and chutney toasties. Like, it's a long way from chorizo and chutney toasties we were reared, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm familiar with Dick Max and their toasties are fabulous. Like, and there are obviously, especially I think there's been a big kind of uptick in like food trucks across Ireland and like, you know, this Girola and stuff in Dublin, and they're doing amazing toasties. But I think if you're like talking about the average like Irish pub, right, which is kind of, let's face it, it's probably 90% of the toasties in Ireland, you know, they're going to be made in like one of those little weird toaster bags in the toaster. Nothing wrong with them, you know, but that's kind of. And on Brennan's, that's also grand. Not dissing Brennan's, huge fan, but it's kind of like, you know, they're grand, they're fine, they're nice. With a pint of Guinness, obviously, yeah, it's lovely, but it's a little bit like the way people go on about them. It's like, okay, like that lad, like cool it. You know what I mean? They're nice, they're okay.
The only thing is, when people find a sandwich you like, they really go back to that haunt every as much as they can. John says by text, pickled sandwich in Kimmage Village are the best sandwiches in Ireland, handmade to order in front of you. Feeling hungry, he says, just thinking of them. Another says, McHugh's Cafe do the best value sandwiches. They're all over Mayo, from Cong to Castlebar to Westport. They even sneaked into Headford in County Galway. The chicken plucker has chicken and bacon and lettuce and onion and tomato and Ballymaloe relish. Not to mention gobble gobble, he says. So if you get a, we have a text from New York as well, talking about a sandwich you got in Carrigaline or Cork City. So basically, if you get a good sandwich made up of good quality ingredients, as you say, Holly, people will come back time and again.
Absolutely. And I've, you know, I was kind of a head chef in a lot of kind of cafes for years. And that is very much the case. If you have like a sandwich on the menu, I know in the article you were referencing earlier, you know, in Pepper Pot and Paris Court, you know, they sold 3,000 pear, cheddar and bacon sandwiches in December alone. You know, people were very much creatures of habit. If you find a sandwich you like, you will, I will have no problem ordering that every day. I'd be very happy to do that. If it's a good sandwich and it's a good place, nice atmosphere, you know, that it becomes a go-to straight
away.
That's
a particularly nice one. A shout-out from listeners as well to Chachnan Fojin in Inishmore, Chicken and Salad Sambos, the Club Sandwich in Conkers and Ballybuffet, and on and on and on they go. Look, Holly Dalton, chef and director of Conveni Condiments and one of the greatest sandwich makers of all time. Thank you very much indeed.